Locker Room Chats are back on the air here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Braden Tamman. When we start here with Valley Falls, it's brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. We're joined by the football coach and Wyatt Hofstra after a week one loss at home against Horton. We'll dive into it a little more specifically here in a moment. But, Coach, again, thanks for a few minutes of your time. Just what's been the preparation like here in week two after a tough week one loss?
We've been working on our stuff and some things that we can clean up and saw on film. And then just prepping for Oski. Oski runs the ball hard and they get off the ball, and they got a bunch of good athletes.
Yeah, we'll talk about Oskaloosa here in a moment. They got off to a good start last week. But let's go back to week one. You had Horton on your home field Friday night for that week one tilt. 38-8 to the final score. But, again, I don't think that really indicates how close that game actually was. It was a one-score game at the half. But, again, just back-to-back defensive scores by Horton, of course, kind of putting that game away. But I thought at times your team certainly had opportunities to make plays to keep yourself in it.
Yeah, I agree. I was really proud of the first half. I thought that looked good nearly on all fronts. We gave up a lot of rushing yards off tackle, but like you said, it was 16-8 at half, and that was with, I think, two bad snaps that went over our quarterback's head. And so, you know, two drives that you don't know what could have happened. And we were doing some things well on offense, still just week one jitters and things, and in front of your home crowd for the first time. But first half I was really proud of. Thought looked really good. We tackled well. We were pretty physical. We need to be more physical, but I thought we were pretty good in that front. Defense, we bended a lot and didn't break. One drive they had, we pinned them inside the 10, I think, twice, and gave up a big 95-yard drive, which that one hurt us when they went up 16, but came down and scored and answered and went into half happy about it. And second half, like you talked about, those two pick sixes kind of shot ourselves in the foot. There are two plays that I should not have called. I've already talked with Grant about it, that just in the moment it wasn't the appropriate call, but, you know, things you learn and things happen. But I thought, you know, still from that, defensively, we only gave up one score in the second half to their offense when we started subbing some people in there at the end. So, yeah, another one, though, that the score doesn't really reflect the progress made.
You mentioned Grant, and that's your quarterback, Grant Meyer. He scored the lone touchdown for you in the first half. Talk about his game overall and what you saw from him.
I thought, like I said, first half, I thought he did awesome. I asked him if the game was slowing down for him because it looked like it was in my eyes for him, and he said yeah, so that's a great spot to be in, especially week one, that he's comfortable and learning stuff and getting there. And like I said, we talked about those two interceptions. I said that I probably shouldn't have called those two plays, and he said, well, one of them would have been okay if I would have thrown it to the guy that was open. I said, well, that's good self-reflection. But, you know, just things here and things there, things that we can control and get better at, improve on for week two.
Valley Falls getting set for a week two road trip to Oskaloosa. We'll talk about the Bears after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our conversation with Wyatt Hofstra, the head coach at Valley Falls, brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Repair. The Dragons off the week one loss to Horton last week. Now they get their first road trip of the year, taking on Oskaloosa. Coach, let's talk about the Bears. Obviously, they're off to a good start. They beat Pleasant Ridge 26-14. In their week one opener. What do you see, and what kind of stands out about the Bears when you put them on film?
Yeah, they looked good in their film. I thought they have a bunch of athletes. They rotated a bunch of guys in at their wings and run the ball hard, and they, look athletic and play athletic. So they're big up front, and they move around on defense and gang tackle. So it ought to be good and be a fun time.
What's the biggest difference that you're going to see with Oskaloosa, maybe compared to what you saw with Horton last week?
Biggest difference, a lot of extra healthy bodies. I know that Horton's kind of in the same boat with us, and that they have few on the sideline. And Oski's got a bunch. I think they're up to 30 or 35, and Coach S and Coach Barnes over there are doing awesome with getting kids out and getting them after it. And they play hard, play fast, and play physical, and they look like they have a fun time doing it.
Are you one of the coaches that believes that you see the most improvements, you know, kind of in the preparation from that week two or from that week one to week two game, or are you on the other side? Maybe you don't see more improvement till down the road.
I would say that week one to week two is way more chance to improve than going into the jamboree, because you kind of don't know where you're at, and then B, from the jamboree to week one. I feel like both those weeks are like pretests for the actual tests, and then you can get your answers back and look at them and see what's happened, where you're at, and you know, going against ones, and then your conditioning and attrition for a full game, and how things are going, and your planning process and your preparation work throughout the week, and how that can improve and get better for the next one. So yeah, I think week one to week two is a huge learning week. And then I think that, you know, if, as long as you're continuously climbing, then, into districts and through districts, because, you know, those teams that finish hot in the year can still make playoffs and still make a run into it. So, again, you know, those first three, these first 3 weeks are great, you know, learn and improve weeks. And, you know, for us, they matter for league. And, but on your schedule, you know, the districts is still 0-0, so you got three chances to improve and hit districts running.
Finally, Coach, just a few expectations and keys for tomorrow night's game in Oskaloosa.
Well, for tomorrow, I'd say not let the outside noise get in. I know it's their homecoming, so they're going to be amped up and ready to roll, and it'll be loud. So we just have to control what we can control, which I preach every week. But I'd like a huge focus for us to focus on turnovers and controlling the ball, because, you know, we had, I think, one of them a late toss last week, so like three picks and then two fumbles. One of them we got back, but, you know, the drive killers, that five opportunities that maybe we go down and score, or maybe we pin them deep in their own zone instead of giving to them midfield. I want to focus on that, and focus on wrapping up tackling assignment sound defense.
There it is. Wyatt Hofstra, Valley Falls football coach, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair. After the week one loss to Horton, they go to Oskaloosa for their week two tilt tomorrow night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck against the Bears, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for all you do. Go Dragons.